And his father brought instructor. And his instructor was a man who had been in Napoleon's old guard. Frenchman come to this country after Napoleon came to New Orleans. And Captain was my grandfather's professor in fencing and wrestling and boxing. And he brought him up here, and then the neighbor's children all came in and made up a class. Grandpa said he could always box and never could wrestle. Said he never hit a man with his fist in his life, he didn't knock him down. But he wasn't a man that picked fusses or anything like that.
Yes.
But he was very fine in his old age, was Christian. I had recently, looking through some books I inherited from him, Plutarch's Lives. And on the fly leaf of this volume, he written me a letter in 1904. Wrote it to me personally. I was his grandson. I was 7 years old at the time. And I just got that letter about 2 years ago. I just found the old book and looking through it, I just found the letter.
Is that right?
And I carried it, showing it to a friend of mine. And in this letter, he'd said he wanted his grandson, Edwin McGee, to read carefully the lives of all these great men of antiquity and emulate their good character, good qualities, and to forego all their evil qualities. And that he hoped that I would grow up to be a useful man, and signed his name. And my friend says, now ain't it a pity he didn't get it sooner?
He says to a friend of yours?
Yeah, a friend of mine. Ain't a pity you didn't get it soon.
What did your grandfather and your father's side do for a living?
He farmed in Lafayette County.
What about his wife? You know where she was born?
Yeah. She was born in out there. Her name was Sarah Roxanna.
She was born in Lafayette County.
Lafayette County, yeah. And her mother's name was Miss. I don't know. She was a Miss. Of course, she was a Mrs. She married Will and had this child, Roxanna. Sarah Roxanna, one of my grandmother, along with 10 or 12 other children. I think there were 12 children in the family.
And was your grandmother a housewife?
Oh yeah, had to be. 12 children. And I knew her as a boy, and visited in her home out there in Oxford when I was 3 or 4 years old. I just got a faint recollection of it. I remember him going out one night, leaving me there with the houseboy named David, to keep. They were going out at night, and they went somewhere. And when they got back, I had gone to sleep on the pallet with David. David and I were sleeping in the kitchen together, on the same pallet. He put a pallet in there for him, you know.
Right.
I went in there and got on the pallet for him. We're sleeping up a storm when they come home.
Right. What about their education? Do you know how far along they got?
Who?
On your father's side, your grandparents.
Grandpa.
Right.
Well, he